You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's December 5th, 2024, and welcome to another episode of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. My name is John Wall, and every Thursday morning I bring you my video game impressions, the latest industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek delivered to you in 15 minutes, or your next podcast is free. To make sure you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show on all major platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. And I would be grateful if you left a review while you're there. Thank you so much for tuning in today. It's great to be back after having last week off for Thanksgiving. Even though my wife and I both had COVID, we still managed to have a fun holiday. On this episode, I'm going to be talking about Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024, as well as my thoughts on the Turtle Beach Velocity 1 flight controller. But first, let's check out some of the week's news from over at VGC. And as part of the celebration of their 30th anniversary, Sony has added an update to the PlayStation 5, which adds the iconic PS1 boot up when you turn on the console. How cool is that? They've also added a new dashboard theme, which adds visuals and audio from the PS1, 2, 3, or 4 consoles. You can pick which one you want, and they are awesome. Sony has had, I think they've had kind of a mixed reputation when it comes to honoring their history, but between this and all the characters and Easter eggs that they crammed into Astrobot, they seem to be doing a better job recently of acknowledging the awesomeness that came before. So Sony is saying that these will be only available for a limited time, so let me join the chorus of people loudly asking, please just leave these in there. Please let us keep them. I, honest to God, I would probably play my PS5 more if I could just hear that PS1 sound every time. Back in 2020, I came to a realization. I had that middle-aged dad moment where I discovered that I really like flight simulators. I think it's enshrined in the Constitution somewhere that at a certain age, you just start enjoying video games where you spend 3 hours flying from Kansas City to Pittsburgh. That's just how the universe works. So I played a bunch of Flight Simulator 2020 back then, and I even got myself a cool flight stick so that I could really feel that need for speed. And 4 years later, we now have the follow-up, appropriately titled Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024. And I was ready to take my high-flying adventures to the next level. I upgraded to a much more impressive flight setup, and the game is loaded with lots of new features and modes to keep you flying the friendly skies for months. Unfortunately, shortly after takeoff, the game suffered some turbulence. And I'm not talking about a little bit of bumpiness that leaves you with an upset tummy. I'm talking about the kind that launches you out of your seat into the overhead compartments and ends up on the evening news with photos of pretzels and blood-stained copies of Sky Miles scattered through the aisles. Yeah, this launch was really rough. First of all, if you were trying to take off on launch day, you probably didn't play at all. The game was plagued with long queues just to get in, and most people that I saw didn't even get a chance. They didn't even get past that point. If I had been trying to play that afternoon, I probably would have been really, really frustrated. Having heard those reports, I decided to wait until that weekend to try and jump in. And when I finally did get around to it, I got into the game right away. But it wasn't really smooth flying. I experienced everything from graphical bugs to game crashes to features and controls that just plain didn't work. Some of it was, you know, silly, like the Cosmo clock Ferris wheel in Yokohama showing up as an ugly blob made up of like a dozen polygons, which I think is due largely to the fact that the game is now streaming a majority of its, you know, map data, the geometric data, as opposed to it being saved on the console. And clearly their servers just aren't keeping up with demand. Other issues, though, were much more frustrating, like how the game will just sporadically forget the controls that I had mapped to my flight stick. Nothing is more fun than sitting on the runway because you can't figure out how to turn off your parking brake. Or discovering at 10,000 feet that the button that you programmed to turn on the cockpit lights now shuts down your engines. That's cool. But before I talk more about the game itself, let me take a moment to talk about the flight stick that I've been using, because Turtle Beach sent me over the Velocity 1 Flight. And let me tell you guys, this baby is a game changer. This isn't a flight stick. It's an aviation control system. It's got a realistic yoke handle that gives you more precise control of your aircraft. There's a modular throttle section with a trim wheel for making small adjustments, and 10 programmable buttons with little decals to put on them to label the buttons just how you want them. It has a status indicator panel, which lights up to show things like low fuel or if your landing gear are down. There's a flight display screen, which lets you do things like track your flight time and customize the lights on the controller. And I'm not too proud to say that a controller with this many blinky lights all over it makes me giddy as a schoolgirl. This thing is just loaded to the gills with features that let you customize your experience. And now that I'm using it, I don't think I could ever go back to another flight controller again. If you're going to get serious about Flight Simulator, this is a must-have. It's not cheap, but if you're really going to spend some good time with this game, I think it's worthwhile. It's sturdy, and it feels well-made, and it's got these clamps underneath that let you mount it to a table or a desk. Since I'm a console gamer, I spend most of my time playing from like the couch or a recliner. So I went out and bought this $25 adjustable tray table at Target to attach it to, and that worked great. The one issue that I did have with it was that the yoke was a little bit, I don't know, sticky when I pushed it in or pulled it out for altitude control, which led to some really kind of jittery movements. On the Turtle Beach website, they said that it should smooth out over time. This is kind of a known thing, almost like having to break in a new pair of shoes. But in the meantime, I had to remap those controls to one of the D-pads in order to have a smooth flight. If that does, in fact, you know, smooth out after time, it's a small inconvenience. We'll see. I adore this thing. And it's amazing. I'll post some more pictures of the Velocity 1 flight today on social media if you want to see what it looks like. Back to the game, though. In the week or two since it was released, it has stabilized quite a bit. People seem to be able to get in and play without issue, and they're patching it pretty constantly. And that's good, because under all of the hot mess is what seems to be a really good game. When it's rendering at full capacity, it is gorgeous with improved ground textures, weather effects, and lighting. It has lots of cool modes now, like a career mode that lets you work as a, you know, search and rescue pilot, a firefighter, air ambulance, you know, lots of stuff. There's a photography mode, which lets you take photos of specific monuments in the world or things in the environment, like certain animals that now populate the world. You know, how do you snap a picture of a zebra from 10,000 feet? Well, now you can land and exit your vehicle for the first time ever, and letting you walk around the world and take pictures, that's really cool. I think Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024 is a fantastic game that just wasn't ready for release. It improves on the last entry in almost every way. There are a ton of modes and things to do. It just needs to work. And I think it'll get there. The team has been very transparent and has explained in detail what all the issues are and what they're doing to fix them. So I have faith that it'll get there. It's just not quite there yet. So I don't give this a wholehearted recommendation yet. But if and when they smooth things out, I think I'm going to be hooked. And if and when you decide to jump in yourself, I'm telling you, that Turtle Beach Velocity 1 flight is absolutely worth considering. It 100% makes the game a better experience. And if you're going to turn into a flight geek, that immersive feel is very important. I think we're in for a great flight. We just might have to sit on the tarmac a bit longer. On the last episode, I kicked off a fundraising campaign to raise money for Trans Lifeline, which provides resources and support to the transgender community. And I am happy to report that we raised $270 for them during this campaign, which is awesome. So thank you to everybody who shared this on social media. And a big thank you to those who donated, including Kevin Sparkman, Shannon Loftus, Keith Teklitz, Chris Leonard, and those of you who made donations anonymously. You are all rad human beings. Before we go, this week I'm sending out positive vibes to Alana Pierce. A lot of you probably know her from her years at IGN covering games, but several years ago, she moved into the world of game development as a writer for Sony Santa Monica Studios. She's been working on their latest project, but this week she announced that she's leaving the studio to spend more time with family. Alana's from Australia, and after a recent death in the family, she decided she needed to make a change that would allow her to travel home more often to see her family. And I think that's awesome. I think that is brave. It's easy to get swept up in your career or whatever and to miss out on things that you won't get a second chance to be a part of. You know, life only happens one time. And when we look back at the end of it, I doubt any of us are going to be saying, I wish I had spent more time at the office, you know? So kudos and positive vibes to her as she makes this change in her life, and I hope it all works out for her. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife SideQuest. I appreciate you making time in your day to hang out with me. You can catch new episodes of the show Thursday mornings wherever you listen to podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe and leave a review while you're there. You can also find me on Blue Sky or Threads by searching for Midlife SideQuest. So until next time, be well and happy gaming.